sip. I don't know another city doing this. Pistols hitting shots. Pressure pitching lights out, now we hit the top. We the champs doing demons. We the Boston Red Sox.
Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of the Red Sox Nation, the Illinois Charter Podcast. I'm your host, Tom O'Shea. We said hello to some people and we said goodbye to some people this week. Yes, and we'll get into it right about now. So first, Monday was truck day, which means football is officially over and now we can start with baseball now. As truck day, as the stuff that takes down the equipment to Fort Myers, we'll be heading down to Fort Myers, and that was on Monday. So they basically loaded up and started heading down to Fenway, or started heading down Fenway South. Yeah, Fenway South. Yeah. So that's news there. So official news, it looks like the Red Sox have officially signed the long-promised Japanese relief pitcher that everybody's been talking about is supposed to be really good. So, yes, they have signed Hishikaru Sawamura to a two-year, I believe, $2.4 million deal to the Red Sox. So, he is officially going to be in the Red Sox starting rotation. All right, yeah. So, yeah. So, it is a major league deal. So, he will be in the start or in the bullpen. So, very good. So, yeah, what we need is relief help. And I saw his fastball and splitter, highlight reels of this dude. He is really good. I mean, he has and his stuff is filthy too. So, yeah, pretty much, yeah. So it's really good. And it also sinks to the point too where, like, batters are already starting to chase this stuff. And they're just striking out doing it. So that would actually be good, having this guy in the bullpen. Yeah. So welcome to the Red Sox, Sawamura. So awesome. Although we did get some news on Wednesday that long touted Red Sox outfielder Andrew Benintendi has been traded to another team, and that team is the Kansas City Royals in a free team deal between them, the Red Sox, and the Mets. So here's what this deal will go down to. So we got, or so the Royals would get Andrew Benintendi. We would get outfielder Franchi Cordero and pitcher Johnny Winikowski and three players to be named later. So one from the Mets and three from the Royals. But I could be wrong on that. And then the Mets get Royals prospect outfielder Cahill Lee. So that ends the end of an era. That ends the Killer Bees error in Boston. And that just stinks so much because, once again, I mean, seriously, this is why I thought this they really killed that outfield real quickly. Because in almost a year, or pretty much over a year, they have got rid of Andrew Benintendi, or they have traded Mookie Betts to L.A., which that could possibly hurt us in the wrong long run, but hopefully it doesn't. Hopefully we win a World Series after that. But they trade him to the Dodgers. They're probably going to let JBJ go, although I've been hearing some word that he might want to resign with the Red Sox, but that's kind of out. I don't know. I don't see how that's really, yeah. And then we just trade Andrew Benintendi to the Royals. So, yeah. Really stinks. It really does stink. We will always remember Andrew Benintendi for basically what he did in 2018, especially that game in game four, like basically in the ninth inning, he basically that catch that basically just got made catch of the year in 2018. So yeah, he basically, with that one catch, he basically saved that game, because if that ball got by him, that was hit by Alex Bregman, the Astros would have won the game and basically momentum would have shifted there. But he basically just took momentum right there. And after that, it looked like the series was over at that point. And I thought there was really no shot that we would beat the Astros, basically, because they are the defending champs. And usually the best teams don't win in the postseason, stuff like that, or win in win it all in the end in the postseason. So, or the best team in the regular season doesn't end when the World Series in the end. So yeah, I was kind of thinking that, but yeah, after that catch, he basically just won it for the Red Sox there. But there's still one more game that they had to play, and they end up winning that game. Yeah. So yeah. Although I kind of did see from the beginning that his offense would kind of be, yeah, especially after last year, I thought he was not going to last long here in Boston. But it really is a shame because you were hoping this guy, especially the first 2 years that he was here, and a little bit of 2018 too, that like he would be a Red Sox player for a very long time. But it just didn't happen. And I knew it just – at this point, we just got to move on at this point. Hopefully, best of luck to you, Benintendi, in Kansas City. Hopefully, you'll have a better career there than – or you did here in Boston, but we'll see. Although my former baseball coach from from high school texted me and asked what will we be getting from Andrew Benintendi, because he's a Kansas City Royals fan. So I basically told him, hey, you'll be getting a really good defensive outfielder, but his 2018 offensive stats are not really that great. And he told me, oh, just like Alex Gordon. Really does stink. I think Pete Abraham's Globe writer said something about now Sander Bogaerts is the only like homegrown talent that they still kind of have, right? Or kind of homegrown talent that they have of that group that's still around. So he's kind of feeling like he's like the last of the Mohicans or something like that. Yeah, Last of the Mohicans. It's a book. It's a book about the French Indian War written way back. And yeah. Yeah, it's also a movie, too. Go look it up with Daniel Day-Lewis. Just look it up. Yeah. Read a book once in a while, yeah. Learn about our history. Yeah. So, I am kind of excited to kind of see what Franchi Cordero might bring to us. And maybe eventually Josh Winkowski. Yeah, especially him coming in the bullpen or being a starter. We'll see that. But I don't think Winkowski will make the pitching staff for this year, hopefully, eventually he will. But for now, he's probably going to be in the minor leagues. Why did I say that? I don't know. I'm saying stuff right now. All right. So yeah, but Franchi Cordero will possibly be the left fielder or any outfielder in any position to play for the Red Sox. So he'll probably be in left field. Maybe center field, might possibly be Alex Verdugo, but we'll see there. And I think Hunter Renfro. So maybe, yeah, Cordero will probably be in left field. So yeah. So yeah. How do we get from Benintendi, Bradley, and Betts, the Killer Bees, to now Cordero, Verdugo, and Hunter Renfro? I don't know. I mean, I kind of have confidence of those guys too, but at the same time, they're not Benintendi, Betts, and Bradley. No, they just aren't. Yeah, I really miss that. They really tore that whole outfield apart just quickly. Yeah. And all because of money. All because of money. Yeah. Really does stink. Who are you people? You know that SpongeBob meme with Patrick, like, he's looking at his house and, like, yeah, he's asked, who are you people? Because people are in his house. Yeah. He's about to say, who are you people? Well, I know who Verdugo is. I know who, yeah, I pretty much know who these guys are. Just like, yeah, just. Red Sox did make one more move this offseason. And on Thursday, they did sign Marwin Gonzalez to a 1-year, $3 million deal with $1 million in incentives. Yeah, meh. I'm not really sure about this deal, mainly because I kind of did want to have Mitch Moreland back, but we do have a utility guy now and someone who could play first base, and someone who could play the outfield too, just kind of like Kike Hernandez a little bit too. Someone who played the infield and the outfield. So, and we are getting a really good bat with Marwin Gonzalez, even though he was part of that whole Houston Astros team too. That yeah, that kind of did bang trash cans and stole signs. So Red Sox, after a whole offseason of them, are they going to make any moves? Are they going to add? Are they going to subtract? What are they going to do? Are they going to do anything? Now they have started to make moves. Some of them good, some of them bad. Yeah. I mean, they kind of did dress the bullpen and starting rotation a little bit too. Like, we did needed starters and relief pitchers. And we kind of didn't need a second baseman since Pedroia is now called it quits in his career and probably is retiring. We got Kike Hernandez now and possibly Michael Chavis playing second base and Christian Arroyo. But speaking of which, Michael Chavis, it's looking like he might be getting traded too, just to make room on the 40-man roster. So, yeah, so maybe he might not be staying long too. And the asking price is extremely high. So maybe someone to replenish the farm system. We'll see. Maybe some new, more news might keep coming out pretty soon. We don't know. We don't know. So, yeah. So, and then here's our 40-man or here are some of the non-roster invitees for spring training have been announced. Here they are. Matt Karaski, Durbin Feltman, Frank German. Yes, we did listen to Section 10, their interview with Chaim Bloom. Yes, they got Chaim Bloom. And Chaim Bloom did say that this guy's name is Frank German. Yeah, not German or Germain. It's German. Yeah, it is German. So it is Frank German, Daniel Gossage, Zach Gortz, Caleb Ort, Andrew Pilotti, Fad Ward, Ryan Weber. Oh my God, we're bringing this slub back. Oh, come on. No, no. And Josh Winikowski. These are right-handed pitchers and left-handed pitchers. Matt Hall and Kyle Wright. We still have them. What? All right. Catchers, Cole Cotton or Cotton, Chris Herman, and Austin Ray. And then infielders, we got Tristan Casas. Oh, I kind of want to see him. I want to see him play. I want to see Tristan Casas play. All right. Chad De La Guerra, Jeter Downs, Nick York at infielders. And then outfielders, Jaron Duran, Michael Getze, and Jaro Munoz. So those are your non-roster invitees. Sorry, I kind of butchered some of those names. All right. So that is it for news. So yeah. So on a kind of non-baseball Red Sox news. So the Buccaneers, so Tom Brady and the Buccaneers won another Super Bowl, won another Super Bowl. At least he won another Super Bowl. This is the Buccaneers' first Super Bowl since 2002. But this is like Tom Brady's seventh Super Bowl ring. So, yeah. So, congrats to the GOAT. So, yeah, basically, good congrats to him. Way to get it done. Way to win another Super Bowl. And even though he's no longer a New England Patriot anymore, I still kind of feel like I was kind of cheering for him, too, in the Super Bowl. But there were moments when he passed to Rob Gronkowski and made touchdown passes. I thought, oh, I started to cry. We miss the good old days. We really do. The glory days. Yeah. But good for them. Good for someone like Tom Brady, Rob Gronkowski, and those guys for winning another Super Bowl. Even though it's no longer with the Patriots. He almost, like, during the parade that they had during up on the Hillsborough River, which is like the river that cuts through Tampa Bay or cuts through Tampa, they almost threw the Lombardi Trophy into the river. So that was kind of funny. Oh, yeah, Tom Brady got drunk. Yeah, it was pretty funny. I love you guys. We had a great season. They showed video of him, like, getting, like, guided out of after the parade, and he's just happy, like, I love you guys. We had a great season. It was kind of funny. It was pretty funny. I mean, he did win a Super Bowl, his seventh, so let the guy have a little bit of fun, too. Let him have a little bit of fun. And if that means getting drunk a little bit, I mean, fine. So long as he drinks responsibly, yeah, and doesn't harm other people while doing it. Yeah, just let the man have fun. All right. So it looks like, I was going to think of something. Hold on. I want to do something real quick. All right. So ESPN Fantasy has returned to form. So they are now having a season. So we have created teams. So our first team is called the Elysian Fields, which is named after the site of where the first, I think, amateur game of baseball was played between the Atlantics and something like that. Yeah, the Atlantics and somebody. Yeah. But it was played in Hoboken, New Jersey. So we named that team after the Elysian Fields, or the first place where the first actual baseball game was played. The Fighting 69, named after the famous New York Regiment of Irish Americans during the Civil War and a little bit of World War One. That regiment is still around, apparently. But it has taken a different form now. And, like, they have fought in, like, wars like World War II, World War One, Afghanistan, Iraq, and, yeah, a little bit. Yeah, so they have seen some action after the Civil War. The Homestead Grays, named after the Negro Leagues team from during, like, the early Negro Leagues days of the 1940s and 30s. Kenny McCormick, named after a South character from South Park. Yeah, the guy in the orange parka. Yeah. The Memphis Red Sox, named after another Negro Leagues team that took place during the 1930s and 40s. Yeah. And then Fenway Refugees, which is basically a site or named after a site, Red Sox kind of like blog or site that used to be online that I was kind of a part of and stuff like that. So it was pretty neat. That's it for ESPN. So, Yahoo Fantasy. So, let's see. So, we basically got all the fantasy teams drafted. So, they are ready to go. The Kansas City Monarchs. I have Will Smith, a catcher. First base, Max Muncy. Second base, Jeff McNeil. Third base, Jose Reyes. Shortstop, Jonathan Villar. Outfielder Chris Bryant, outfielder Alex Verdugo, outfielder Michael Brantley, then utility guys Josh Bell and Victor Robles, and then bench players I got catcher Mitch Garver, and then bench player Jeremy Camilleri of the Detroit Tigers, and then Josh Harrison of the Washington Nationals, and then left fielder Lorenzo Cain of the Brewers, and then pitchers I got Trevor Bauer, Clayton Kershaw, Carlos Carrasco, Julio Urias, Tyler Glasnow. Oh wow, I got Tyler Glasnow. Oh, where did I do that? Okay, all right. And then Frankie Montez, Tristan Casas, Craig Kimbrell, and then Dan Dunzing. And that's it for Kansas City Monarchs. Yeah, I thought I drafted that team today. Huh. I must have got Tyler Glasnow. All right. Hammering Hanks. I got JT Muramoto. Brandon Lau of Tampa Bay at first base. Second baseman Ketel Marte. Third base Chris Bryant. Shortstop Francisco Lindor, Outfielders, Alex Verdugo, Will Myers, and Kyle Lewis. And then utility guys, Jake Cronenworth and Victor Robles. And then bench players, catcher Mitch Garver. And then utility guys, Hunter Dozier and Scott Kingery. And then starting pitchers, I got Trevor Bauer, Blake Snell, Rosell Iglesias, Framer Valdez, Joe Musgrove, Kevin Gausman, Tristan McKenzie, Shohei Ohtani, Drew Smiley, and Hector Nevis, yeah. I have a hard time saying that guy's name. The Phillies let him one of the relief pitchers. Who's wanting me to trade? Okay. All right, I'll accept that trade. Well, I did have Ryan Mountcastle, but now I just traded him for J.D. Davis. So here we go. So here we are. For the Royal Rooters, here we go. J.T. Realmuto, Jose Abreu, Keston Hira, then I can't pronounce that name. I have a hard name. Serreras, and then Trey Turner, J.D. Martinez, Alex Verdugo, Will Myers, Dansby Swanson, J.D. Davis, Carson Kelly, Ryan McCann, and then Marcin Dubon, who used to be in the Red Sox, Marcirio Dubon, who used to be in the Red Sox farm system at one point. And then pitchers, I got Clayton Kershaw, Jose Barrios, Nathan Eovaldi, Kevin Gausman, Tony Gosselin, Matt Barnes, Tristan McKenzie, again, Eduardo Rodriguez, Jose Uguay, and then Ryan Yarbrough. And then starting nine, here we are, starting nine team. I had Will Smith, Pete Alonso, Gleyber Torres, Matt Chapman, Marcus Semien, Alex Verdugo, Mike Yastrzemski, Kyle Lewis, Joey Gallo, and the one guy, Ha-Soon Kim from the Padres. Got the Korean guy they got. And then bench players, I had Mitch Garver, Yuri Gurriel, Donovan Solano, and then Cole Calhoun. And then pitchers, I had Shane Beaver, Lucas Giolito, Corbin Burns, Jake Karnoskic, Jose Barrios, Joe Musgrove, Tyler Mayo, and Cody Bassett, and Michael Kopech. And then let's see, almost done a little bit. Then section 10, here we go. JT Realmuto, Max Muncy, Kike Hernandez, Rafael Devers, Fernando Tatis Jr. Yep, I got him. JD Martinez, Jorge Soler, Anthony Santander, Trey Mancini, Nick Solak, then Buster Posey, Ryan McCann, and Scott Kingery. And then starting pitchers got Austin Nola, Steven Strasburg, Edwin Diaz, it's James Karnoskic, yeah. Then Lance McCullers, Patrick Corbin, David Price, Jameson Tylon, Chris Sale, and then Matt Andrees. So Dreese's Pieces. Yeah, Dreese's Pieces. Yeah. And then Thomas Clark, and that will be it. Yasmani Grandel, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., Brandon Lau, Max Muncy, Carlos Correa, Juan Soto, Mike Yastrzemski, Ryan Mountcastle, Dylan Carlson, Josh Bell, Mitch Garver, Edwin Rios, Marcirio Dubon, then Austin Hayes, and then pitchers, Yu Darvish, Luis Castillo, Kenta Maeda, Jose, or Jesus, Jesus Lazardo, Joe Musgrove, Frankie Montes, Marco Gonzalez, Germán Marquez, and then Jake Diekman. And that is it. Sorry, we kind of bore you there. Yeah, sorry about that. All right. So we'll go to break and then wrap up with a few things and then, yeah, get ready for possibly the next episode. All right, we are back to do a little things. So, as I said recently, I was going to do some MLB The Show kind of fantasy and stuff like that. MLB The Show and RBI baseball, but we're going to do Red Sox franchise modes. So here we go. So, yeah, as we did, we just did MLB The Show 20, so the 2020 Red Sox. So the season, and they used the schedule that would have happened if the COVID shutdown didn't happen. So basically, in a world where COVID-19 never happened, yeah, and there's fans in the stands, yeah. So they basically used the schedule for that. So first game, game one of 162 versus the Toronto Blue Jays in Toronto. What do we get? A 10-1 Red Sox win on opening day as they go 1-0 to start the year, and a stellar offensive performance as they exploded for 10 runs. Rafael Devers went 3-for-4. Sander Bogaerts was a triple shy of the cycle. And for the first time since 2017, Dustin Pedroia. Yes, Dustin Pedroia is playing in this game. He's not injured. He is actually playing second base for the Red Sox in this version of the game. Dustin Pedroia hit a home run for the opening day win. Yeah, that didn't sound right. But yeah, he basically got his first home run since 2017. Pretty good. Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Very good. Yeah. Attaway, Petey. So 1-0 to start out for the 2020 Red Sox for MLB The Show 20. Yeah. So yeah, pretty good. Awesome. Yeah. So that's all. So yeah. Getting close to opening day. And I want to say one more thing about Benintendi. He really did mean a lot to the Red Sox, especially the last few years of the Red Sox. He was a great offensive or a great defensive player in the outfield. He made the diving catches, especially game four, as I said, of the ALCS. And at some seasons, until like last year or so, he really was a great offensive bat. The guy could hit. And he almost won Rookie of the Year for 2017 if Aaron Judge didn't win it. Because at the same time, why? Because Aaron Judge is big and he's popular. I don't know. It's just, yeah. I don't know. Maybe that's just the bias inside me. But he almost came close to winning Rookie of the Year as a member of the Red Sox in 2017. He did debut in 2016, but it was only like September when he got called up. So it didn't really count as a full season kind of wise for Rookie of the Year. So, yeah. Oh, yeah. He did get in his first kind of season in 2016, his first postseason home run as a member of the Red Sox in 2016 in the ALDS that basically ended David Ortiz's career as he, basically the Red Sox got swept by the Cleveland Indians in a very weird series and a very weird time for David Ortiz to go out. Yeah. And basically the love of every girl in New England and Red Sox Nation, Andrew Benintendi, basically his flowing long brunette hair. It basically just, yeah. So basically the heartthrob of girls in New England. Yeah. That will be missed. He will be missed as a Red Sox. Hopefully we have the best of luck. He has the best of luck in Kansas City. Once a Red Sox, always a Red Sox. But I kind of knew it was kind of his time in Boston was kind of up. And a little bit was his fault. A little bit was just, you know, it just is what it is. Just the nature of the beast. I just kind of wish he would have just been a Red Sox forever. But you can't always wish that. And now he's gone. Before we end tonight or today's show, we're going to end with basically playing his walk-up song one last time. I think it was I Love This Life by Low Cash. Yeah, that country song that he plays. Yeah, his walk-up music. So we're going to have play that at the end of the episode as our kind of like outro music. So we're getting close. We are getting close to opening day. I'm kind of a little getting excited. I'm kind of a little getting confident about this team. After the moves they kind of made, I'm kind of feeling a little bit of a confidence level here. Confidence that hasn't been there for a while. And I'm kind of feeling confident about this team. But we'll see. We'll see starting February, I believe. Is it the 18th? I believe this week the pitchers and catchers do report. So we are getting close. We are getting close. All right. Anything else? I think we're good. All right. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you for giving this opportunity to share and keep doing what I love. Subscribe, rate, and review on Apple iTunes. Give us a 5-star review if you can. Follow the show on Twitter at @red_charter. And then follow our personal Twitter page at junkyarddog_92. We'll have that in the detail of the episode. And then follow the show on Instagram at @SoxIllinois. And then follow the show on Spotify, Apple, Google, Breaker, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and Podbean, or wherever you get your podcast from. Doesn't matter to us. And with that being said, I believe that about do it. All right. See you guys whenever. Mañana.
Paint on my jeans, yeah, I roll like that. I love driving my truck across a railroad track. It'll hit it too quick, it'll hit you right back. I love a fresh cut feel with a first frost on. How it shines like gold when the sun turns on. I love the sound of them wheels, my baby singing along. And boys, the summer comes on. I love a small town world, I love a country girl, I love a Friday night, and I love this life. I love that town bar where y'all know my drink. Where she throws her hands up and that cup of pain plays. I love the taste of her lips when she's been sipping that wine. I still get drunk on her every time. I love a small town world. I love a country girl. I love a Friday night. And I love this life. Sound of an old girl. Love that ragged old barn that my grandpa made. It was my whole world back in my innocent days. I love that little white church out on 109. It's where I hit my knees and I thank the Lord for this life of mine. I love a small town world. I love a country girl. I love a Friday night.